Mason Nealon talking with Coon Rapids Baird head football coach Nathan Lindsay. Nathan, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Mason.
So you guys going to be getting into your first week of football here. Take us through kind of what the routine looks like for you now setting up for your first year of coaching.
Yeah, so Monday we come in and watch film, game film. Obviously this week with not playing a scrimmage last week, we just jumped right into Tulane Christian film. Then we go out, walk through stuff on air, get some conditioning in. Tuesday and Wednesday are like our work days where we're getting after each other, getting competitive, all that stuff. And Thursday's the last kind of tweak, see what we need to adjust, run through everything one more time, and then it's showtime on Friday.
And you talk about that competitiveness there. Is that something that you guys are trying to set in early, is trying to be competitive and kind of push each other in practice?
Yeah, we kind of set that during camp. Like, we just want to do a lot better job of, you know, getting ones versus ones, or, you know, calling people out, like, for position battles and whatnot. Just really, we block off, you know, 5-10 minutes of just, hey, like, you guys handle it. You guys just get after each other. We kind of incorporate with, like, our tackling drills, just that way we're really hitting each other. And then also we obviously try and get after it when we're doing, like, working on our offense stuff or working on our defense stuff, really try and give our number one guys really the best people to line up against, so that way they get good looks.
And obviously now it's almost go time for you guys. How are the guys feeling going into this Friday?
I would say they're feeling pretty good. They are chomping at the bits to get out to hit somebody other than their own people in the Red Crusader practice jerseys. I think this week and last week, a lot of kids came up to us coaches and were like, these are the longest 2 weeks ever, because they can just smell the week one opponent that's coming up. So,
and then you talk about that opponent as well. Tulane Christian, going to be the first time you get to face them. Opening up, have you seen much about Tulane Christian, or what do you kind of know about them?
Tulane Christian reached out to us to play a non-district game. I personally hadn't heard of the school, but I was obviously more than welcome to playing them. You know, game planning for them is a little tough right now because they graduated a big class last year, so there's a lot of new faces, unfamiliar spots, not sure where the returners are going to go based off who they graduated. But they're a solid team and just ready to go out and see what they bring to the table.
And so what does the preparation look like when a team like Tulane Christian graduates a lot and you're kind of unsure of where everyone's going to be playing?
So we've been telling the kids, they bring back a couple of kids that we've been telling them on film, like, hey, these are the guys we want to focus on because we know where they're going to be at and what they're going to do. More so everybody else is just kind of more so watch the scheme, because with graduating the big class, they do still bring their head coach back. So I just told the kids that, you know, the scheme is more than likely going to be the same or somewhere in a ballpark of what they're going to run.
And then for you guys as well, what's kind of the key on both the offensive end and the defensive end of the ball to win this game?
Offensively, we're just going to really establish our brand of football. I think these kids are ready to get the taste of last year out of their mouth. So we're just going to keep it pretty basic, everything we've been putting in since camp, running all that stuff, establish that stuff. And then defensively, it's just going around, flying around, gang tackling, all that stuff, one read and going, not doing a whole lot of thinking on both sides of the ball.
And then for you as well, I mean, this is your first chance to get a win under the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders kind of regime there. For you, what would that mean to get the win at home?
I think it would be awesome to get that first win at home, especially in the first game of the season. Again, like I said, get that taste out of our mouth out of last year, because we didn't perform the way we should have last year. So I think just get the kind of that monkey off our back and just, you know, surprise a lot of people. Just get the first game, jitters, nervousness, whatever, basically just to kick off the 2025 season and just get going in a good direction.
And then for you, obviously, you had been kind of an assistant coach around kind of when Chris was there, but is a lot going to change for you guys on the offensive end scheme-wise, or it's kind of similar for you, or how is this year going to look?
Offensively, it's going to look similar, maybe in years past, but also different in a sense. We got a lot of talent in our team this year, so it's just going to be more so, you know, one-on-one matchups and getting guys in space, but still also being able to line up and run the rock when we need to or bring it in tight. It's just going to be – people may think it may be different. People may think it looks the same, but these kids are all bought in with what we're going to do, and they're just ready to get after it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today and wish you the best of luck against Siouxland Christian.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.